This week's podcast is sponsored by Mute Crate. Mute Crate is Mute Crate when it's just too darn loud.
And I spend all day long in the basement torturing rats with a hacksaw and pulling the wings off of flies. Those were the good old days. Those were the
Welcome
good
back to Weird
days.
All Yankovics.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Oh, this is messed up, man.
What are we doing today, Charlie?
Going back to the good old days.
The good old days.
Yes.
Oh, this is a great song.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. I think our ratings should be different on this one.
Very well, no, I don't think it's that different. Yeah.
You want like a messed up Weird Al song. This is one of
is
the tops.
Right out of it. And it's from Even Worse. It's the last song on Even Worse.
Yep.
So it's
1988. Yep.
Weird Al describes this as an experiment.
Yes.
And also says he wanted to see if he could write a song as if it was Charles Manson and James Taylor collaborating.
Yep. And he nailed it.
He did.
Yep.
Definitely sounds like James Taylor.
Yep.
Some people even say that the chorus, though, also sounds a little bit like Carly Simon's Anticipation. The strumming, there's a couple of weird strumming things that are just like very reminiscent of that song.
I can kind of hear that.
Like the stop, the dun, 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 dun. Like kind of sort. And it was enough for me to like, I listened to Anticipation. I was like, okay, I get it. Yeah. There's a little bit of a feel. And I don't know if
it's not direct or anything.
I don't think it's a direct. I mean, obviously not direct. And it might just be Carly Simon and James Taylor having a similar feel too.
Yeah.
But it's just, it was worth noting, I think.
This is very James Taylor though. I mean,
especially because there's nothing else to talk about.
Well, sure.
No,
if you know James Taylor at all, this is completely James Taylor.
Yeah.
The voice is even pretty darn close for Weird Al. I mean,
especially his earlier days kind of. Yeah.
Oh man. It's so good. I've said many times, I like the messed up dark stuff.
Yes, you do.
This song killed me when I first heard it. Like, oh, I love this song. This is so twisted. It's great. I have a very messed up dark sense of humor, as I've mentioned many times.
Yes, this is
right up my wheelhouse. I listen to this song over and over. Just
I hate to have this right up my wheelhouse.
Oh yeah, I mean I've never done anything like this, but it's like I just love the imagery and the juxtaposition. I can't talk today.
Juxtaposition.
I'm turning into you. Juxtaposition of James Taylor and Charles Manson. It's such a mellow, cool, chill kind of singer with the most horrendous stuff going on. Just this guy is a psychopath, but he's so chill about it.
and it's very easily like the comedy beats of this are so straightforward.
Yeah.
In terms of like the first, there's each verse has two sort of
sweet and innocent and then dark and crazy. Murderous. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then the same thing. So it repeats that and then just those good old days. Those were the good
just imagine
old
him sitting
days.
In the cell with like a straight jacket on, just like rocking back and forth against the padded cell singing this song. that's the imagery you get. Like,
yeah. It's nuts. It's nuts. Yeah. The one note I have is some added vocals are by Nicolette Larson, who also helped sing some of the Alimony song stuff.
Okay.
So that's cool. But yeah, they just way messed up. I mean, it's hard to talk about. Honestly.
Yeah.
It's almost like, I will tell you, I don't have a favorite lyric because there's none of these lyrics. I could just be like, that's great. And there's not even like a pun or anything like clever in that sense.
No.
Like it's straightforward, just messed up.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, because the happy lyrics, I'm not like, that's not an interesting lyrics.
Okay.
And then the weird lyrics are like, that's too weird. I don't like, There's okay. no pun or something fun on top of it. So
well,
it's
Mr.
just
Fender's kind of fun. You no, stroll no, but, down the aisle with a big no, friendly I mean, smile. Like, you say, howdy, lyric, when you walk in the door.
That's, lyrically, it's not yeah, like not like funny, there's not cleverness.
No, there's really
yeah.
not a whole lot of cleverness. I guess
which
you're
is
right.
not a problem. No. Like it doesn't take it. Away, but it's not. So there's
it's
no lyrics
point.
For me.
Yeah, it's not
none a, of my lyrics are on this.
Really?
Yeah. I have no favorite lyric.
Oh, I sure do.
I'm sure you do.
Like, the ending of this song is always just like so messed up. It cracked me up.
Yeah.
So
what is your lyric?
Well, on the whole last verse, I guess it's kind of hard to like separate, you know, but do you remember sweet Michelle? She was my high school romance. She was fun to talk to and nice to smell. So I took her to the homecoming dance. Then I tied her to a chair and I shaved off all her hair and I left her in the desert all alone. Well, sometimes in my dreams, I can still hear the screams. Oh, I wonder if she ever made it home.
Oh. So wrong.
It is so messed wrong. Up.
Especially after you've already listened to Melody
yeah.
on this album.
Yeah, he may be going through some issues with this album.
Yeah. I wonder if he had a bad breakup
but
or
this,
something. But
this kind of thing, like...
Well, and I honestly, like listening to it for real and like listening to that verse, it's nicely, as much as it could be, the least... violent version of it.
True.
Like, you know what I mean? Like
he left her alive.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like it's pleasantly not all the way horrible.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like
he left her right there on the doorstep.
Like in terms of violence, I almost think that the things he does to like the rats and the flies
yeah.
are actually more violent.
Yeah.
Or
burning down
and Mr. Fender's
bashing
head.
In his head. Yeah. It's pretty messed up.
So it is nice that he doesn't do that then
to sweet Michelle.
To sweet Michelle. Yeah.
Well, something on the along this line, like I've noticed that there's this kind of thing subtly in a lot of different songs out there from like the 70s and 80s. The one that comes to mind, like I was like afterwards, like, I think this woman in the song is probably dead.
Okay.
Like, the one that comes to me, the Bob Seger song I'm trying to think of, it was Roll Me Away. There's a line in the song where...
Well, just the title.
Yeah, Roll Me Away. No, I mean, it's a song about, you know, traveling across the country in a motorcycle, and he has a line where he stops in a, you know, a diner, and he meets a girl, and they take one look at each other, and they get on the motorcycle, and they keep traveling across the country, because, you know, she wants to, like, live and get out. And there's this one line in there, it's like, after that... Like somewhere along a high road, the air began to turn cold. She said she missed her home. I carried on alone. Roll me away. That's how it goes. I'm like, he just left this girl in the middle of the mountains. Like, that girl's probably dead.
Oh, God.
Like, kicked her off the bike in the middle of the Great Divide. Like, oh, all right, peace man. Out.
What the Great Divide is? Where are you pulling?
It's up in the mountains. So
no, I know what yeah, it is. Yeah, I know what it is. That's what you get for living in Colorado.
So yeah, you exactly. You meet some girl in a bar. Oh. You get on a motorcycle. She says she wants to go home. So you kick her off your bike in the middle of the mountains. That's what this Melanie kind of reminds you of. That and there's other songs like similar kind of things. Like, so, I think the person in the song's dead.
The good old days aren't so good for women.
No, not really.
No. So, just,
I don't know. So,
that's what I'm saying. I appreciate that. Like. He actually takes a step back, it feels like. He kind of is doing this thing, but then he makes sure it's not like...
Yeah, he could have gone further on that.
Yeah. In a
good
way,
thing he didn't.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's
Yeah, it's Mr. Fender, he probably deserved it.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet Michelle, come on. I'm sure she wiggled her way out.
Mr. Fender, I'm just saying happy to him all the time.
Howdy. How many times do you say howdy when someone walks in your door? Enough with the howdies already. I hear his son, you know, he's carrying on the family business.
Oh, I wasn't even going to talk about that.
I heard a commercial recently. Come on, I had to reference that.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. So that's the good old days.
The good old days. That's about all we got, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, well, anytime you want to go back to the good old days, it's never a good thing. It's never as good as you think it would be.
Okay.
It should always go forward.
Always go forward.
Yeah. Yeah,
Marty McFly says that.
No, yeah. He doesn't.
No, doesn't he?
He goes back at the very beginning.
I'm saying it's never as good as he thought it would be. He ends up like almost being his own dad. It's messed up.
That sounds pretty good, right?
What?
I don't know.
Oedipal complex.
Okay then. Yeah. Anyway. Do you watch Future Man?
I started to. I haven't continued past the first episode.
So I will shut up then.
Yes, please.
I'll
get. I made
ratings.
Well, I think it's an all right show, but I haven't watched enough episodes.
Oh, thanks. No, I.
Good old days. Oh man, I love this song. It's twisted and dark and just messed up. Perfect style parody.
Of course you do.
I do. It's up there for me. Oh, 4.5. Almost went all the way. I almost did.
Wow.
Almost. I love these kind of songs. I really do. And this has always been one of my favorites.
See, Taylor isn't really anything that does anything for me. No. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't really listen to him, but like, I know of him. And,
well, no, but so the style parody doesn't really.
But it works. It's so perfect.
No, no.
Yes, I understand what you mean. Like, I'm not a fan of his really, but like, it's such a good style parody.
I'm going to give this a 2.5.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, because right. That's what I feel like today.
That's fine.
Going from the gut. It's
okay.
It's good.
You're
it's
not
funny.
As dark as me.
I'm not quite as dark as you. Yeah, no, I'm very
I'm
not
way
dark
more
as you.
Twisted than you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm the Halloween guy. You're the Christmas guy.
So, yeah.
All right, cool.
If you disagree with me or Steve, you can give us a call at 302-72-WEIRD. That's 302-72-WEIRD. You can also find us on Facebook, join the group, on Instagram, on Twitter. We're all wherever. Over the places. So
Facebook, MySpace.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Live Journal. AOL message boards, you know.
Farmers Only.
Yeah. We just got an AIM messenger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nice. It was really good.
You've got mail. Wait, is that them?
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, that's AOL, that's but AOL, they didn't AIM. Say that every time.
Yeah, well.
There was a door that opened, it went creak every time somebody logged on that you like knew.
I didn't have computers back then. I had web TV.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, your web TV sucked.
It was all I had. I thought it was great.
I don't even understand how it works. Like, you had problems with mail somehow.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't very
Well, speaking of good old days,
yes.
We might be going back to those type of things in the near future thanks to net neutrality.
Yay. Woo!
Or, like, the repeal of net neutrality. Yes. You got to say it right. Okay.
Anywho.
So, on that wonderful note.
The good old days of... Net neutrality.
Yeah. We'll be wishing for the good old days in a couple of years. Yeah. So thanks for listening and
bye-bye.
And those were the good old days.